KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 72 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy. It'll be continued warm and humid today with a high of 91. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Walcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Walcove. The City Council in Walnut Thursday evening will consider and possibly act on a resolution designating the bridge over Interstate 80 on Antique City Drive and Pottawatomie County Road M47 as the Officer Kerry Orozco Memorial Bridge and the placement of appropriate signage denoting the designation. On Tuesday, the Pottawatomie County Board of Supervisors gave its blessing to the North-South Road Bridge designation. The Iowa DOT will have to approve signs for the east and westbound sides of the interstate before they can be placed near the exit. Orozco, a native of Walnut, in 2004 graduate of the Walnut High School, was 29 years old when she lost her life on May the 20th of last year while serving as an officer for the Omaha Police Department. She was the first female officer in the department to die in the line of duty. Orozco was helping to serve an arrest warrant for a convicted felon who also died in the shootout. The Glenwood Police Department yesterday reported three recent arrests. 21-year-old Maxwell Manley of Glenwood was arrested Monday for failure to file SR-22 insurance. His bond was set at $1,000. Last Friday, 43-year-old Gidget Tyler of Omaha was arrested on a Mills County warrant for theft in the fourth degree. Her bond was set at $1,000. That same day, 20-year-old David Barrett of Glenwood was arrested for driving under suspension and possession of a controlled substance. His bond was set at $2,300. Deputies responding to a report of debris in a northwest Iowa road found a wrecked van overturned in a creek and a man's body inside. Plymouth County Sheriff's deputies were called to the rural county road just before 5 a.m. Tuesday. While investigating the debris, the deputies realized a vehicle had hit a nearby bridge railing, and then they found a van on its top in the creek below. The deputies were checking the wreckage when they found the body of 49-year-old Kevin Fant of Ireton inside the van. Investigators believe Fant missed a curve in the road, hit the guardrail, and went airborne before landing in the creek. A brother and sister from Western Iowa will certainly be able to spell rivalry after they both compete at this year's State Spelling Bee. Quentin and Joey McCloskey won the chance to compete on August 12th at the State Fair by finishing first and second at a local competition. This will be Quentin McCloskey's second trip to the State Spelling Bee, and his sister Joey will be making her first trip. Their mother, Marcy Peltz, said she's sort of a strict speller, and her kids have come to like spelling. The brother and sister will have in-house practice partners to help them prepare for the State Spelling Bee. Governor Terry Branstad this week appointed several Western Iowans to various state boards and commissions. The appointments became effective last Friday, are unpaid, and not subject to Iowa Senate confirmation. Among those persons appointed was to the Southwest STEM Advisory Board, Alan Ladd of Atlantic, Gilbert Thomas of Clarinda, Barbara Crittenden of Creston, Lisa Hilder of Red Oak, and Lane Plugey of Council Bluffs. Ken Seide of Greenfield was appointed to the Iowa Arts Council. Roxanne Coggle of Jamaica and Jennifer Durfee of Council Bluffs were appointed to the Advisory Council on Brain Injuries. Marsha Bannister of Panora was appointed by the governor to the State Building Code Advisory Council. Mona Lisa McGee of Council Bluffs was appointed to the Statewide Independent Living Council. Brandy Jensen of Earlham, Richard Crouch of Malvern, and Marsha Fisher of Adair were all appointed to the State Medical Assistance Advisory Council. Robert Fisher of Adel to the Iowa Developmental Disabilities Council. Diogenes Ayala of Winterset to the Iowa Council on Homelessness. And Patrick Pulisic of Whiting to the Rural Health and Primary Care Advisory Committee. A public hearing will be held this evening in Atlantic with regard to the plans, specifications, and form of contract for street and alley improvements in Atlantic. Iowa code requires the public hearing to be held before the city enters into a contract with a construction company. The hearing takes place during a meeting of the Atlantic City Council, which begins at 5:30 at City Hall. City Administrator John Lund says Henningsen Construction was the low bidder for the project in the amount of $1.13 million, which Lund says was well below the $1.58 million the city had budgeted for. He says Henningsen was able to bid lower than expected due to the fact their asphalt plant would be located near Atlantic this summer for their other major projects and because of the continued low oil prices. Oil is used in the hot mix asphalt process. The savings, according to Lund, will permit the city to easily accommodate any change orders and will be carried over into the 2017 capital improvement plan. In other business, City Administrator Lund said that he will provide the council with a report on the Highway 71 speed study. The Iowa DOT conducted the study and determined that people are speeding on Highway 71 in the city limits The lack of major accidents does not justify the changing of the posted speed limits. Lund will also report on the tax abatement program that was approved by the council in the fall of 2014. The council's meeting will conclude with a closed session per Iowa code to discuss a matter or matters presently in litigation, and where litigation is imminent or where this disclosure would likely prejudice or disadvantage the position of the city. The news was brought to you by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.